You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth's Community Spotlight tomorrow at 3:57 p.m. between the Tory Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We will be speaking with Carter Amanson, founder of the Black and Brown Run Around 5K, and he will be discussing why they are calling it more than a 5K and highlight the businesses, food, and entertainment, which will all be a part of this community event on Saturday at Veterans Park starting at 10:30 a.m. Again, that is the community spotlight tomorrow with the Black and Brown Run Around 5K at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Good morning, Truth Nation. Hope you again are having a great start to the week. If you're just tuning in, we were just visited live by U.S. House of Representatives Congressman Jim Clyburn, who represents the South Carolina 6th District, and as you may have heard if you were tuned in, is the only Democratic representative in the entire state of South Carolina. So Congressman Clyburn, he basically said exactly what I would think any Democrat would say about Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. And, you know, we had Eric Trump on the show last week talking about, you know, what his father is going to share during the presidential debate, which you can watch live here on The Truth tonight. I don't know, Telly. We've had perspectives and very notable leaders on both sides of the party. And all I can say is that I'm just looking forward to tonight's debate.
Yeah. We don't have anything to go off of. I think that's the thing that, you know, may be the most unsettling thing, because like any big game, you have footage. You have game footage from previous games on, all right, this is what this team might do, and we need to be prepared for this, and we need to do that. But this is Madam Vice President's first presidential debate. First debate. And Trump has had 7 of these. Regardless if you like his tactics, he does have experience. So you really don't know what to expect tonight. That's why I'm just indifferent, because I don't know what to expect. I truly don't.
And that's the thing. I don't even want to give former President Donald Trump even that credit, because going on a stage, let me just be clear, okay? Because again, when you're someone whose mother made them participate in formal debates, what former President Trump has demonstrated, that's not debating.
No.
So I want to be clear. He does not have an advantage in the arena of debating. Because I've seen his 7 debates, and anyone who is familiar with formal debates, Robert's rules. So I wouldn't even, if I were Madam Vice President, I wouldn't even be intimidated based on the fact that he's done it 7 times. And I'll tell anybody that. I'll tell his son, Eric, your father is not a great debater. Matter of fact, there's a movie called The Great Debaters. And if you watch that, you see nothing. You don't see anything in terms of the similarities. And so, trust me, he's not a debater.
Stage.
Now that I'll give you. Yes, he's been on the debate stage seven times, but he is not He is not an experienced debater, because quite frankly, he does not debate. And quite frankly, neither did President Joe Biden when former President Trump and President Biden debated in both 2020 and 2024. It just wasn't.
There's a bunch of name and calling, so, and yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, and then ending talking about golf. So I hope that we as Americans really hold both candidates to deliver a debate and really help us understand why they should be the next president of the United States. And quite frankly, if we're going to bring up Project 2025, because and Congressman Clyburn, he classified it as Jim Crow 2.0. I was like, wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
So if this Project 2025 document is going to be the focal point or one of the focal points of tonight's debate, then, and if it is going to be under the Trump administration, a Jim Crow 2.0, then from the Democratic Party standpoint, from Madam Vice President's standpoint, what would be the opposite? What would then happen to counter those desired outcomes of Project 2025?
Yeah.
What's going to be the state of this earth? You know, the U.S. is still the most powerful free nation, and so there's so much reliance on us. And every summer, it keeps getting hotter and hotter. That's not a good thing. Then you've got national security. You know, you've got countries that are forming alliances to create nuclear weapons, and America's the number one target. Like, then Americans, the majority, as Representative Clyburn said, the majority of Americans are making decisions when they leave their house. Can I afford to put gas in my car? Can I afford to pay? Like, I'm living check to check. This is not what I signed up for. So I hope that tonight we get specifics. I don't want to hear I have a dream. I don't want to hear, you know, we the American people. Give us the actual measurable facts, policies, procedures, agendas. I don't want to see two people on the stage name calling. I don't want to hear somebody talking about who's got the better golf game. I don't want to hear, you know, somebody talk about race or you're not from here. Or your husband cheated on you and you cheated on your wife. I do not want to hear that tonight. That is not a debate.
Yeah, we have enough reality shows. You can go hear that. Let's get
exactly
down to what, you know, the business of it.
Power P says, no, Trump is not the best debater, but I'm looking forward to watching it. I am, too.
Yeah,
I am, too.
Yeah, it is.
I just hope it's going to be more of a presidential debate versus a reality show.
Yeah,
because that is one thing that former President Donald Trump does have an expertise in, and that is starring in a reality show.
Yeah. And I mean, all the experts can go in and say, oh, who has the advantage and this, that, and the other. But until that stage, you know, until they walk on that stage, you don't know what is really going to happen. So we do have Al on the line. Al, you're on Truth Be Told. Good morning.
Good morning. What I wanted to say with this debate, if Ms. Harris go on there and she dominate and she will crush, she will change the game, not only for black women, but for all women. Because even though he has debated seven times, he have not debated a woman. And you know, when it comes to debates with women, they always win. So I just wanted to share that information. And for those who get upset that she wash her collard greens and carry hot sauce, those who are upset, maybe you need to add a little more meat and Lowry seasoning and slap your mama. And the next time you use them greens, use some chicken broth, not low sodium, because we want to taste all the calories in the fat bag. And don't go too light on the meat, because the meat is what helps the greens. Have a great day, everybody.
And there you have it. Al's collard green recipe. Al, you never cease to amaze us. You always give us exactly what we need when we need it. In all seriousness, I'm with Al. And here's the thing, too, for both Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Not to say that they feel as though we're not intelligent, but it's like, talk to us as if you were talking to one of your constituents, one of your colleagues, one of your associates. Like, don't give us the I have a dream, we the American people, God bless America. Because that, quite frankly, is not the state of this union. It's just not. We're not in the state. You know, that was, you know, when President John F. Kennedy was inaugurated and he said, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you could do for your country. Yeah, we're past that.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to what can the country do to assure me that we're going to be okay. Good morning, Alyssa. You are live with DT and What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Yes, I'm looking forward to the debate. And you guys earlier said that this would be Kamala's first. So she had a debate against when she was VP. So she has a little bit of experience there with them. The only thing I'm worried about is Donald Trump's lie. He lies so much, I don't think they'll be able to fact check him during the debate. So, and I think that he's just going to try to blow up immigration as much as he can and anything tied to Biden. You know, he's gonna put her with Biden. You know, he's not gonna date her as her own, you know, as a standalone. He's gonna tie her with Biden with everything. So I'm looking forward to it. I just want to say
thank you for your call. We appreciate. Make sure you tune in to The Truth because we'll be broadcasting it live starting at 8 p.m. I believe it's 8 p.m. Eastern time. They'll do the pre-debate special, and then they'll go live probably around 9-ish.
Yeah. I'm thinking so. I'll double check that. But Alyssa, just a little fact check on there. This will be her first presidential debate. Yes, she has debated as a VP, but this will be her first presidential debate. So, but I'm totally with you with lies though.
On our Truth Talk and text line, LT says, if I watch the debates at all, the only thing I'm going to ask is for the moderator is the moderator Donald Trump answer the question. Okay, I think you're saying. The only thing you're asking for, y'all, come on now. I'm like, y'all making me look bad. Answer the question or shut off his microphone. Live fact checking would be great, but I know they won't do it because Trump's lies would have this debate going 5 hours. All Trump says is we were the best and they were the worst in history on every single topic.
Mm. Hey, we're going to see. I think they have tried to implement as many rules that they could to make this debate flow as well as it can. And with the cutting of the mic and only having so much time to respond and the no notes or limited notes, I'm not sure. I would definitely do my own research on those rules in terms of how many notes they can have. But they are trying to put in every measure they possibly can to make sure that it just doesn't come into this name-calling lie fest, in my opinion.
Exactly. Because that to me, I'll turn the channel if it starts getting to that, which I don't think it will, because it takes two to go there. When we come back, we've got more callers waiting. We can't wait to hear from you. Stay locked in. Also, we're going to get into Black students are still getting kicked out of school at higher rates. So again, stay locked in. We're going to hear from the caller as soon as we come back, as well as you. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the election season is in full swing, and we need to have an insightful discussion on the political issues that matter to the Black community. Tune into The Truth on Politics on Tuesday, September 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. on The Truth. That is next Tuesday. This monthly show is a Truth Family Roundtable, which will engage in a thoughtful debate on the local elections, policies which impact you all, and break down everything you need to know about the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Do not miss The Truth on Politics on Tuesday, September 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. with Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, our own Denise Thomas, Tori Lowe, and Damian LZ on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
And I am sure Truth Nation will be the first televised debate between former President Donald Trump and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. I am sure that we will have plenty to talk about during next week's Truth on Politics roundtable discussion. Tonight, as we have been discussing, the presidential debate between Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump takes place live, and you can watch, stream watch, and listen to it live on 101.7 The Truth. Good morning, the caller. Thank you for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Top of the morning to you guys, and I'm very much looking forward to hopefully him being fact-checked by the moderator, which is what you need to do with a bully that will prevent everything that you were saying you don't want to see and that most of us don't want to see, that we've seen this same minstrel show that he puts on for the Make America Confederate Again people that support him. It's an opportunity to expose the fact that 55% of the inflation that is going on now has been caused by price gouging from people who he chose to give $13 trillion of tax breaks to. So that alone is a great opportunity for her to connect him with many of the problems that people are saying lead them to lean one way or the other, based on the lies that, you know, he tells at his commercials, that he tells at his rallies, that it's all Joe Biden. When we actually know, if you go back all the way to the early 1980s, every time the Republicans get in office, they come into a situation where the economy is doing fine, like when President Obama rescued the country, and then when they leave, it's trash. But they say they're for small government, unless it's getting into a woman's business about her body. So these are the many opportunities that she has to show who the true patriot is and who the Benedict Arnold of 2024 is and who history will eventually remember him and anybody who chooses to follow him as.
Thank you, the caller.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, the caller. Appreciate your perspective, as always.
Yeah.
Listen. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, is she going to win the debate tonight? Absolutely. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say it because and I'm going to tell you why. I don't know if you remember, Truth Nation and Telly, when Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was debating at the time during the primary election in 2016 against President Biden. And you remember initially, Madam Vice President had referred to President Biden as a racist. Now, during the debate, she literally turned and looked at Joe Biden in the face and said, "I do not believe that you are a racist. However, it was very hurtful when I heard you talking to President Biden praise men like the late Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina and John Stennis of Mississippi, who built their reputations and careers on the segregation of race in this country." She then went on to tell a story, and the way that she did it, she made you feel as if you were there. And that is great storytelling that connects, whether you're data driven, whether you're morally driven, whether you're relatable driven. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, she knows how to tell a story that will make you feel as though you were there, and you definitely can remember a time where you felt different. And she talked about being a little girl in California who was a part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And, you know, like those type of storytelling moments that really, you know, demonstrate the fact that she can connect with American people. Mm-hmm. And as a prosecutor, trust me, the material that her and her team are preparing tonight in terms of facts is definitely going to come for his integrity. It's definitely going to come for his criminal background. Because again, to your point, Telly, she is a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And she's also a woman. She's also identified as Black and Asian. So she has a lot of checks. The boxes that she checks and that she's going to exude during tonight's debate, absolutely she's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that could be a deterrent for her is, which I don't think she will do, is allowing President Trump to, the caller's point, is bully her.
Yeah.
And I don't see Madam Vice President allowing President Trump to bully her.
Yeah. No, I don't either. I think that she has, and everyone knows, she has more than enough ammunition to go at him. My my thinking is the strategy behind it. How are you going to attack? Like former First Lady Michelle Obama waited until the DNC to bring up black jobs. And it was the perfect moment. And I wonder with her team, are they waiting for the perfect moment to, you know, use his own words against him, or have a strategy where it's just there was no other time to say what she was going to say until she reached this debate stage. So I think that, I mean, she's very intelligent, and I think that she has a great team around her that's going to make sure that she attacks every soft spot that she see in Donald Trump's game. And if nothing else, LT said it best. Madam Vice President can go Esther on him and say, "You old weasel-eyed heathen."
But here's the thing. So LT, I feel you. And LT also says if Donald Trump attacks her character, she needs to go all in, from him cheating as a husband, paying porn stars, baby mamas, anything else that she could think of. And let me just say this, LT, I hear you, but I totally disagree. Because number one, it didn't work for Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton when she debated and ran against former President Donald Trump. It's not going to work. If he comes for her character, then if it were me, I would just let him go to my character and let the American people witness how, versus him being a leader and talking about his vision for this country, the policies that are going to position Americans to be even better. Because his whole slogan is, right, make America great again. So LT, how is making America great again going for someone's character? And also, it didn't work for Madam Secretary Clinton. I remember the day that they released the audio where he was on the bus with Billy Bush. Mm-hmm. What was that? Entertainment Tonight or E! Holly, whatever one of those entertainment shows.
Yeah.
And the entire world heard former President Donald Trump say, "Grab a woman by her boop."
Yeah.
And Telly, I was like, "Oh, it's over. There's no way the Americans are going to vote for this fool." And they did.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work. It's just not.
Yeah.
So Madam Vice President, I'm sure her and her team are like, he's going to come for your character. He's probably going to talk about, you know, how your husband cheated. Don't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Americans, we know what former President Donald Trump is capable of. We know how he's been in relationships with women, and he still got elected in 2016.
But we're talking about someone else doing the cheating. You the one that did the cheating. So you're going to be like, "Well, I may have did something, but your husband did it too." No, like, it doesn't even make sense when you look at it that way. How in the world can somebody go after somebody else's character and every characteristic that is shown that your morals and a lot of other things aren't really where they need to be? Like, that to me is just so crazy, but he's become so proficient at it. Where
look,
he could just attack others, and then no one wants to really pay attention to the facts that he has done so many things. So I don't know.
This country, look, there's the reality, Telly. This country, we have forgiven presidents since George Washington. Okay, our first president was a slave owner. JFK, come on now.
Yeah.
Fidelity, like some of the most notable, greatest presidents in terms of like have been regarded as such, cheated on their wives and their wives stayed with them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Bill Clinton. Every like LBJ.
Yeah. So to go after somebody like that, like, yeah, that is to
it's
me.
It's just like, stop it. And now in this society where we've seen so much exposure, the American people, look, what y'all do behind closed doors in y'all's bedrooms and with whoever, if the first ladies are forgiving them or the wives are forgiving them, let's get back to how are you going to lead this country?
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything about extramarital affairs, because at the end of the day, he got elected. knowing everything that we knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
Matt of Vice President Kamala Harris has, you know, shared that her husband, during his first marriage, there was infidelity, which is what resulted in their divorce. The divorce between second gentleman's first wife, not Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. So, again, Americans, we don't, at least I don't. Truth Nation, are you interested during tonight's debate on hearing about infidelity? 833-212-1017. I am not.
Nah, I don't care about that.
When we come back, we're going to get into a most recent report discussing the status of Black students still getting kicked out of school at higher rates than their non-Black counterparts. We're going to hear from you, 833-212-1017, on how you feel about that as we continue to discuss the state of our Black students, our future leaders in this country. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
At Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they developed their Empowerment Loan Program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker today. According to the Associated Press, Black students are still getting kicked out of school at higher rates despite reforms. And in particular, there was an example of a young brother by the name of Zaire Bird. Before he was suspended from school, he was thriving. He was an active student. He was in school plays. He played on the football team, trained other athletes, had never been suspended before, never even received a detention. One day, this young King Bird got in a fight after school. He was defending himself. And two friends after three other students threatened to rob them. So at the Tri-Cities High School in Georgia, where this altercation took place, they gave Bird and the other students an automatic 10-day suspension. Then after the disciplinary hearing that took place after serving the 10-day suspension, they sent this young brother to an alternative school, which basically is derailing his education, along with numbers of Black students that make up a very small population of the entire school district, but account for the majority of students who are receiving expulsions, suspensions, and being transferred to alternative schools.
Wow. That is, to me, another systematic thing that is in place where it's an indirect effect, where you're not saying, well, I'm not ruining your lives, I'm not giving you a felony, but I'm going to throw you in this alternative school, which I'm sure is made up of mostly Black kids. And then when you do graduate from that alternative high school, your credits aren't up to par to a regular high school because you are in a disciplinary school. And so colleges will look at that, and that's going to put a mark on you moving forward. So there are so many other ways of dealing with that. And like you said, I mean, this is, you know, the one of the ones that is going to be a victim to the system. Like, yes, there are some bad apples that, you know, may need to be put in different situations to address their behavior issues. But this was a kid that was thriving and was found himself in a situation that he didn't want to be in. And it's going to end up penalizing him and his future. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And it even goes further. So you're from East St. Louis, your neighboring state, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Associated Press did an analysis and found out, determined that black students served 46% of all the days in suspension in the 2013-2014 school year. And that was the same year that Michael Brown was shot and killed by the police. So there's a correlation. If these young brothers are not in school, or these young black students are not in school due to a unfair suspension, an exaggerated expulsion, and they're out, as we say, in the streets, they're more susceptible and vulnerable to police brutality. And that, again, the same year that Missouri suspended 46% of all the days that students were suspended were from black, were amongst black students.
Yeah.
Which was the same year that Michael Brown was shot.
It is so unfortunate, DT, but that doesn't shock me at all. That doesn't shock me one bit.
9 years later, the percentage had dropped to 36%. However, according to state data obtained via public records, both numbers still far exceed black students' share of the student population, which is about 15%. So the math is not mathing. And it's just like our jail system in Wisconsin. What? We make up in totality, it's like, what, 5% of the population, but yet 40% of us are in jail?
Yeah.
In this state?
Just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And again, when you get suspended and your parents, if they're around or even if they're not around and they're working, you have a whole day to do nothing. And the worst thing that a teenager can have is idle time, because they're going to start thinking about probably the wrong things and then end up doing some of the wrong things. And if you're just hanging out, that does expose you for the opportunity to have a police encounter. And there is no coincidence that police brutality towards these black men and you know, black and brown kids, you know, is so high, because they don't have any outlets. And then you're telling me I can't come to school. But so what am I supposed to do? And then when I start getting in trouble, it's like, well, I mean, what else did you want me to do?
This is another example, Telly, of systemic racism at its best. This is what we call the school to prison pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
MPS parents, parents of black students, there is an intentional effort, because the reality is that if you're being kicked out of school, or if you're in a situation to the point where you just have to drop out of school, it increases the chance of arrests and imprisonment years later. Now, there have been a variety of school systems throughout the country that have made progress in terms of reducing suspensions and expulsions, but it is still an underlying bias, where you have more black kids that are still being kicked out of school than their counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a direct fuel for the school to prison pipeline. Because if you're not in school, then what are you doing?
Probably.
And we see that here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's a school day. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's a car that just whizzes by me and hits and runs into another car, murder someone, kill someone, and school is in session.
Mm-hmm. And the person driving that car was 14, 15 years old. Like, why aren't you at school? And but you see it from both sides, too, because being married to an educator, and when you have these students that do come in and may be disruptive, and they're disrupting others from getting their education, what do you do? And mm-hmm. I mean, there has to be a way, some sort of bridge between being in school and being suspended. And you have to have educators and an administration that wants to work with these kids, because a lot of times these kids are coming from very difficult situations, and this is their only way to outwardly express what's going on in their lives. And so there has to be a better system that's put in place. It's not, okay, this kid, you know, may find himself in a little trouble, even if it's their fault or not their fault. All right, let's suspend them. I mean, because what are we doing? What is the point of a suspension? Are you giving them time to think about what they did? Or are you saying that, well, we just don't want to deal with you for the next 10 days or the next five days?
Well, what a suspension is in terms of this designed systemic racism effort is about, listen, students who are suspended, expelled, kicked out of school, however you want to classify it, are more than likely to be suspended again. It's just like the system of where if you go to jail once and serve some hard time, more than likely because you've been institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever a student is suspended, they're automatically now seen as the bad kid. They become disconnected from their classmates,
mm-hmm.
and resulting in them not wanting to be in school.
Yeah.
And if you look at, so check this out. In Missouri, the state of Missouri, students lost almost 780,000 days of class due to in-school or out-of-school suspensions last year. That was the highest number in the past decade. Can you imagine that? 780,000 days of class time was lost due to in-school or out-of-school suspensions. And the reality is that in addition to the rules of the school district, as well as the educators, I'm going to tell you right now, Telly, I remember these two white students called my son Darren the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think I shared this story before.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line is, and I don't know if I had talked about this, but the superintendent of, at the time, Whitnall School District in Greenfield, they were talking about same thing. We're going to suspend Darren. And did it. I said, here's what we're going to do. We are going to discipline Darren. I can't speak for the other kids' parents. I don't parent other people's kids. But as far as my son goes, trust and believe, I will give him the discipline that he needs, but he's going to be in school.
Yeah.
And so parents also, you do not have to accept. You can appeal, just like you can appeal, you know, a sentence in court. Mm-hmm. You can appeal when your student is suspended, expelled, or will determine to be. Appeal, challenge the school district, meet with the superintendent, refuse it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, here's what we're going to do. If we're talking about discipline, I got that. Trust me, you won't have any other issues with Darren again.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, because I said to Darren, this will not be the last time that you will be called the N-word in that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is that as long as we are black in this country, we're going to have to get creative with how we handle it and where we handle it and how we handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this school, they want you to be suspended, Darren.
Mm-hmm. They want you to,
because the
react.
More that you're not,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I challenged the telly. I was like, no. Darren will be going to school.
Yeah, and good for you. And definitely need more parents like that, because it's so often that some of these parents don't even know if their kid is going to school, if they're suspended. And then if they do find out they're suspended, they want to come up there and act a fool because it's like, well, you know, they said they ain't do nothing. And, you know, we had that conversation and show a little while back about, you know, parents nowadays taking the side of kids versus, you know, listening to the teacher and getting the full story. But I think there has to be another way. There has to be other systems and programs that are put in place that are dealing with these kids, because there's no benefit for any kid not to be in school. Like, I mean, just I will stand
100%.
Here, you know, 833-212-1017. If there is any administrator or educator that can tell me the benefits of suspending a kid, and I mean the benefits for that kid being suspended, let me know.
I'm with you, Telly. Let me know too. And here's the thing. This is why it's so important for us to understand the federal guidelines and laws. because there are restorative practices that prevent school districts and educators from pushing students out through expulsions and suspensions. Challenge that, because that's what I did, Telly. And I'm telling you, I got no pushback. I said, no, no, no. I'll take care of the discipline. Y'all take care of educating my son. Mm-hmm. Trust and believe, you won't have no more problems out of him.
Yeah. And I'm sure they didn't. And you can't say anything. It's like,
you know,
right.
It's like, what? But Telly, here's the crazy part. You know they weren't ready. They were not ready for me to react that way.
Well, got to stutter and everything.
And I'm over here like, yeah.
Right. Like,
my son ain't leaving the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because every time I look up, every time.
Stand for your son.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Telly, I was joking. I said, every time Darren come home, he got some fundraiser, some donate this. Y'all already got enough of my money. This is a public school, so no, Darren will be in this school.
Right. You ain't lying.
Because see, what
every
you
time
thought.
You turn around, it is a doggone fundraiser. Jesus.
Man, every time, and look, this is what I told the teacher and the school police liaison. I said, see, you thought. I know they were like, when does Darren graduate? I said, see, you thought that this black woman couldn't leave work. Or, you know, working 4-5 jobs and, you know, couldn't, you know, she probably work at McDonald's or something. No disrespect to those that do. But you thought something. You went into that stereotypical mindset. You figured, we'll just suspend this black boy. His mama probably, you know, got 5 jobs because the dad's absent. You know how those black families are.
Mm-hmm.
John, that was my manager at the time. John, we have a situation. I need to leave. I'll be back. No problem, Denise, because you're a high achiever already. You've already done your work, so go forth and support your family. But yeah, stay educated, man, because and challenge. Don't let these students
know your
be
rights.
Suspended. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. All right, y'all. We come back. In all seriousness, to echo what Telly just said, know your rights. Keep your kids, your students, your future leaders in school. Challenge these racist, systemic racist policies. Challenge them. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. When we come back, we're going to give you our truth of the matter and get you started with 9 more consecutive hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank you so much again for making time out of your busy schedules to tune into the best morning show, because you deserve the best. My truth of the matter is simply this: as we witness, which should be the most historical presidential debate in the history of this country, the truth of the matter is that we as Americans, as both individuals and the general population of this country, need to focus on what matters for us, for our families, and the safety and progress of this country. I don't want to hear, the truth of the matter is, I don't want to hear about infidelity and whether or not you're black or whether or not you did. I just want to understand from your perspective as a candidate for the leader of this free world, how are you going to further this country in the right direction? That's it.
Man, good one, DT. I was going to start off my truth of the matter talking about the expectations of tonight's debate, but you really sparked my mind to go in a different direction when you said you appealed that suspension that Darren had. And that just goes to show, as a community, as people, stop accepting the answer. I mean, just whatever somebody gives you. Sometimes it's okay to ask why or challenge what you're hearing, because if we just constantly accept anything that everybody gives us, then, I mean, Denise, you would have walked away saying, man, that's messed up. My son got called the N-word and he got suspended. But you weren't willing to accept that as an answer, as an acceptable answer or solution. And I think as a whole, we need to just stop accepting just anything people give us. Sometimes it's okay to ask, okay, why is that? And it's not being disrespectful, or you don't have to offend anybody. But sometimes, you know, just don't accept any and everything people give you. And that is my truth of the matter.
Thank Thank you, Telly. That was a great duet, what we just did. Because when I gave birth to my son, my mother walked into the room, and the first thing she said was, that boy right there that you're holding in your arms, this country is now determining how many jails to build based off of when that boy right there turns 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's real. That's a real stat.
Truth Nation, to echo Telly. Telly, I cannot. I'm so glad you said that. Do not believe the hype. Do not accept it. Challenge it and keep your babies in school. Mm-hmm. They deserve to be in school. Our ancestors gave their lives so that we could be in school. And if you got to educate your kids outside of school, do that as well. But do not accept suspensions, expulsions that are keeping our babies, our future leaders, out of the school system. All right, y'all. That's it for Truth Be Told with DT Telly. Tomorrow's hump day, Telly.
Tomorrow is hump day.
But in the meantime.
Day. Yes.
Between time. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. Tell yourself you love yourself. And Lord willing, we will hear and see y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.